Table for Eight, written by Tricia Stringer and read by Deirdre Rubenstein.
Can you believe we're actually here?
Maud shimmied in her chair to the beat of the music resounding around the deck. But her words and the sounds of the band were lost in the long blare of the ship's horn. Celia jumped and knocked over her glass of champagne.
Oh, no!
She snatched it back up, but the contents spread across the table in a trail of fizzing bubbles.
You're so jumpy!
Maud shifted her seat so the liquid dripped harmlessly to the wooden deck.
I didn't know that about you.
Know what? Celia drained the remains of the glass before she wasted any more.
You're the nervous type.
I'm not usually. The ship's horn was very loud. She glanced around as she had been ever since they'd come on deck. Ed was here somewhere with his new wife. Celia had seen only Facebook photos of Debbie. She wasn't sure she'd recognize her, but she'd know her ex. They'd been married for 27 years before she'd been traded for a new model. Celia was on this cruise to show Ed she'd moved on, but she wasn't ready for him to see her yet. The horn blared again as the ship steamed down the harbour, and she was distracted by the sight of the Sydney Harbour Bridge looming nearer like a giant gateway to her venture. She felt a stab of anxiety. There was no turning back. Her plan was in motion. She just needed the courage to carry it out. Maud stood and moved out to the open deck for a better view.
Oh, look! There are people right near the top doing the bridge climb.
Celia joined her. They both waved, then tipped their heads back as the ship slid beneath the bridge. From their vantage point, it was as if they could reach out and touch the crisscross of metal that supported the huge, coat-hanger-like structure.
It looks so close, as if the bloody funnels might hit,
Maud grimaced.
No doubt they've done this before.
Celia lifted her sunglasses. No doubt. They returned to the table Maud had snared them, tucked in along the side of one of the upper decks. It was sheltered from the heat of the late afternoon sun by the walking deck above. Celia looked across the water to Circular Quay and the Opera House slipping by. She'd only been to Sydney twice before, both times with Ed on business. The last time had been 3 years ago. She remembered it like it was yesterday.